الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم. إن الله على كل شيء قدير. In the previous ayats, Allah gave the second example of the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, and that is really the other group of the hypocrites. In the first example, Allah Ta'ala says like that person who lit a fire, and when the fire is lit, the light that comes from there, then he walks in that light. Then Allah Ta'ala takes away that light and then they don't know what to do. Like the munafiqeen, they outwardly accept Islam and even there is some benefit in that. They see some light of Islam and really that light was just this worldly benefit and their own whims and desires. And then when Allah takes away that light, they are left in darkness and then they don't see anything. And in that example and that group of the munafiqeen, Allah says He takes away their nur. So there is no real hope for those people to come back to hidayat again and to come on the right path. And then Allah explained the second group of the munafiqeen, another example, and that was like rain that comes down from the skies. This rain that comes down, it is compared with Islam. Islam is that deen, as when the rain comes, life comes in earth again, the burnt out grass, the brown grass turns green again, and the trees get their leaves again, fruits come, flowers come, everything. Like that with Islam, this nur also comes. But with that, Allah Ta'ala says that many times there is darkness also. The clouds over the whole sky is covered with clouds. And sometimes there are very dark clouds and it becomes very dark during the day also. Then there is thunder also in there. And there is lightning also in there. And that example was given that this thunder was the dark skies which have come about is that rahmat of Allah which is coming, which is also the rain of Islam that comes. And now everything is going to grow. But before that, there are a few tests. When the thunder comes, people get frightened of the thunder. And sometimes it is very heavy thunder. That similarity is given with the ayats of the warning of Jahannam. So when the munafiqeen hear that, they get very frightened and they don't want to hear those ayat. Then the thunder that comes, that is the warning which Allah Ta'ala gives, all the ayats of warning. The munafiqeen don't want to hear that also. And then there is lightning. With the lightning, there is a fear also that a person can die in the lightning also. And in that lightning, there is light also. So they walk a little bit in that light. When the darkness again, once that light is gone, they stand still. That is the example of the benefits of Islam outwardly which they get. Living in a Muslim country at that time of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, there were many benefits to be a Muslim. And those outward benefits they looked for, then they walk in that. But when the warning comes again, then they stand still and they don't know where to go. So yeah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains now, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ قَرِيبْ هَيْ كِ بِجْلِي اُچَكْلِ اُنْكِ آنْكِ. It is very close, very possible that this lightning takes away the eyes also, that they will not be able to see. That is, when the lightning comes, then there is light for that little while, and after that there is darkness. And all this is the prelude of that rahmat of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, which Allah is going to send down. At the beginning, that thunder, that lightning, all that darkness is that test which Allah Ta'ala puts to a person. When to come into Islam, like a revert also, when he comes into Islam, then he thinks, I'll have to give up all my family. I'll have to give up my old lifestyle. I have to change my lifestyle. That fear that comes, the munafiqeen get frightened for this. But those who are genuine, they are prepared for it. Now we are prepared to make our five times namaz also. We are prepared to live an Islamic lifestyle. We give up the lifestyle of the kuffar and the wrong way of their lives in everything. We are prepared to give it up. So that is that first part which the munafiqeen get frightened from, and then they don't accept Islam. But when that lightning flashes, that is like now the benefits of Islam which they are going to get. Then they start walking towards Islam. It is just like, unfortunately, many of us, whichever, when we hear something good about deen, about Muslims, any group of the Muslims, like any great benefits, we hear Kar Guzari of Tabligh Jamaat, then we also become pro-Tabligh. But when we hear something against the Jamaat, then we also join that group again. So that should not be the case. Though, of course, this is not like the actual munafiqeen. But still, when we hear something good about the ulama, people are praising the ulama, we also join the bandwagon. And when people are speaking negative of the ulama, and tests and trials come all the time, then we also go against them and we also speak against them. So that is that great danger. So this is that whenever the munafiqeen see some benefits, then they walk in it like the light of the lightning. But when the darkness comes again, then they stand still. Now they don't know which way to go again. Kullama awa'a lahum mashawfi. Unki aankh jab chamakti hai un par to chalne lagte hai. When that lightning flashes and that light comes, then they see their way, they walk. وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. Or جَبْ أَنْدْهِرَا هُوتَا هَي تو خَرِ رِحْ جَاتِ هَي. And when the game becomes dark, they are bewildered. They don't know what to do, which direction to go. They don't know where to stand. And many of us also, we say we are confused. We don't know who to follow. If we have that light of Iman, we will know exactly which direction to go. But when we don't have that, we hear certain all confusion, all disaccusations, those accusations, then we stand still. I don't know now which direction to go. I don't know who to follow now. So with that Iman, a person will have that light all the time. But when it is like the munafiqeen, then we also get bewildered. When we see some light in some direction, we walk in that light. And when we see darkness in the other side, then we get bewildered and we stand still. So it should not be like that. When we hear praises about Islam, we are also proud to be Muslims. And we also want to show we are Muslims. But when something negative about Islam is spoken about, though it is spoken by the enemies, though it is spoken by the media and the press, then we also get confused. And now we don't know which side to go. And then unfortunately we are hearing so many people who then say that they are not even Muslims. So that should not be the case. Whatever happens, we are Muslims. And being a Muslim and not a Muslim is not a matter of this dunya. It is not a matter of being a Christian, a Jew or a Muslim. It is not a matter of being an atheist. It is the matter of the qabr, of the akhirah. If a person says, I'm not a Muslim, then he says that I'm prepared to suffer in the terrible fire of Jahannam forever and ever. And that punishment becomes worse and worse all the time. So it's not just a matter of this dunya, it is really a matter of akhirah. So we should all make dua also that Allah save us from all types of nifaq. The actual hypocrisy, Allah save us, and anything that is like hypocrisy also. Like it comes in a hadith, the signs of a munafiq is, whenever he speaks, he lies. That is, he's a habitual liar. Whenever he's got an argument, he starts swearing, shouting, becoming vulgar, etc. So even those qualities we should save ourselves from. We have to make continuous effort that the proper, true Islam comes into us, and we are pro-Islam, even if the whole world turns against Islam, but we will remain firm on our deen, and we will remain firm on our Islam. For that, effort is required all the time. whether we do it in the form of tabligh jamaat, we make that effort on us, or whether we do it in acquiring knowledge of deen and strengthening our iman and yaqeen, or we do it making our islah and making our contact with the pious and the righteous, and in that way we correct ourselves. But we have to be concerned about our iman, that we correct it and we remain firm, and continuous du'as are required that we die on iman, and our family and progeny also, that we all stay on iman.